Hey! Excuse me, sorry. Excuse me! yeah, you in the Queens of Stone Age shirt. I just saw your shirt and I just wanted to say that I like that band too. But not just because we're talking about early 2000s rock in the lecture today. Like, I actually like their music. You know, like, Songs for the Deaf is arguably the best rock album ever released. Can you even believe that they got Nirvana's drummer on that album? Oh, what's his name? Gosh. Oh, yeah. Dave Grohl. Yeah. That album from start to finish is honestly such an experience. The bass hits hard as hell, and I've even read that they did that on purpose so deaf people could actually, like, listen to it through the vibrations. Like, and not to mention the mixing and mastering of the tracks. Have you listened to it on surround sound? All the weird ways the different instruments blast at you is wild. And even, like, gets me started on some of their newer stuff, like their latest album, In Times New Roman. Oh, totally feels like a callback to SFTD, right? Wait, you're telling me you don't even know Kotsa? Not even a single track? Then why are you even wearing one of their shirts? If you can't even name off 5 songs of theirs, well, then you don't even deserve to wear that shirt. Like, they're not the most well-known band out there, but then some bozo, sorry, uncultured poser, comes along and snatches up all their cool merch. You know, I waited like 4 hours in the queue online to get that exact shirt, and I couldn't even snag one because they sold out. To think some poser like you managed to snag one. The fuck? No, what was that? No, it's your roommate's shirt that he lent you because your washer broke down? Oh, and maintenance hasn't gone around to replacing it yet? Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I had no idea, okay? No, seriously. I'm so sorry I went off on you like that. I just really, really like Queens of the Stone Age, and I saw you wearing that shirt, and I thought, no way, the cute guy who sits behind me in lecture likes the same band. And I just got ahead of myself, and I really should have just kept... What was that? The last part? What? That I shouldn't have gone off on you like that? No? That I should have kept my mouth shut? Oh, before that? I thought the cute guy behind me. No. I did not mean it like that. No, seriously. It was just that I, that my tongue slipped. Yeah, my tongue slipped. Me? Liking you? Well, I find you cute. You don't even know any tracks from the band on your shirt. Like, psh. Oh, come on. Come on now, get real. Me liking you? Not in a million years. I see how you scribble and doodle while Professor Smith lectures. You don't even pay attention. How could I like someone who doesn't appreciate the art of music and its history? Not to mention that you're a poser who wears merch of a band that they don't even... Wait, that's already been cleared up. All right. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, no, you're right. That one's on me. But you sit there and you don't even pay attention. And you don't even do the assignments, from what I heard. What, do you just, like, show up and hope for a passing grade? You just show up to get
the credits? Do you think this is an easy course to fill in an elective slot? Unreal that someone can just have such a disregard for music. Like, seriously. So no, me liking you is not even a remote consideration in my head. What do you mean, why are you watching me? And what do you know about me doing my coursework? Well, it's because... it's... God, just leave me alone. Poser. Like, what the fuck? I'm not going to waste my breath talking to someone who... Oh, jeez. Okay, fine. Fine. It's because... Fuck. Do you want me to spell it out for you? No, it's not that I have access to goddamn gradebook, you moron. How would I even know if you're doing your coursework? I just made that up to try and piss you off. It's because I actually do like you. Yes, I said I actually do like you. I saw you a few weeks ago when the semester started, and I thought you were really cute, and I really wanted to sit next to you, but I couldn't muster up the guts to do it. I'm sorry for saying all those mean things to you. The only thing I really actually know is music, and when I get into it, I start to ramble. I think, as you know, when... fuck, this is impossible. Deep breaths, Nari. I'm just sorry for being mean to you, okay? I don't know how to flirt at all. My friends keep calling me a rock girl because that's all I listen to. And I'm as goddamn dense as one when it comes to this kind of stuff. What are you apologizing for? For wearing a Quotza shirt? You're joking. You don't need to apologize for that. Whatever, I was just the one who has been a dork about it and being an asshat and... What the fuck was that? What did you just do? No, it isn't that I didn't like it. It's just that I figured you'd hate my guts after the stunt I just pulled. So I just tore into you and What do you mean I'm cute when I ramble? Don't say that, please. You're leading me on. Oh, fuck, you're such a good kisser. I'm getting. We better stop. Look at me. If you're going to make out with me like that, then you better fuck me the exact same way. Got it? Where do you get the balls to just suck my tongue like that and think there aren't going to be any consequences? Bathroom, now! Get in, hurry. God, this is the first time we talk and we're already making out. I blame this on you. Me? It isn't my fault. The hell? Do you mean if you were just honest and upfront about your feelings, then we wouldn't be in this mess? Are you really calling this a mess? I will admit that you have a point. I should have just come clean and talked to you from the get-go. would have made this transition a bit smoother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does make me really happy to know that you feel the same way. Like really happy. That's what I was most nervous about. Not a lot of guys like girls like me. As you've learned, I talk a lot, and almost too much. Excuse me? Wait, you're telling me that you've been crushing on me too? Like this entire semester so far? Why didn't you say anything? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Are you serious? I was just over here freaking out for no reason. I mean, come on. You're really just going to stand there and tell me that you've liked me for, what, six weeks now? And didn't even say anything? Yeah, I know it's also my fault. You don't have to tell me that I could have taken some initiative myself, but do you really expect me to... Shit. Going in for the kill, huh? Sliding those fingers down there. Teasing me from the outside of my jeans. You're pushing your luck, dork. Fuck it. I need you to put them inside me, please. Honestly, though, I get what you mean about me rambling now. Keep going. Keep fingering me. Please don't stop. I don't really care about the small details of this little mutual crush we've kept from each other anymore. Keep touching me. I need it. I need your touch. I can't hold it back anymore. That pretentious, feisty personality go, huh? Listen here, dork. I don't need you lecturing me about... Shit. Just shut off. Just keep fucking going. I need you inside me. I don't give a fuck which part of you. Just anything. Slow down? Me? Slow down? What? My grinding? Listen, mister. If I'm being honest, I've been rubbing one out to the thought of you doing this for at least 5 weeks now. Your two knuckles deep in my pussy. Scraping away my insides. You're damn near hitting my G-spot. I'll enjoy you however the fuck I want to. Yeah, whatever. Okay. So what if I've been getting off to the thought of you for a while now? What does it matter? Huh? Hey, not there. Wait, no, my tits. Let go. What do you mean, why? I think they're too small. Okay. Wait. Hey, get my nipples out of your mouth, perv. No one likes my small tits anyways. I get it. Fine, they're perfect. They're perfect the way they are. I said it, okay? Are you happy? Fuck. Fine. They're perfect the way they are. They're perfect. You talk like that to me and I'll melt, you know? Shit. Don't bite too hard. Use your tongue. Suck and lick. Yeah, just like that. Your damn mom might be the first person to like them. What the hell do you mean? They compliment my bottom half? Yeah, take them off. My ass is huge, huh? I'm a man of many words, I see. I will say that I have always been proud of these assets of mine. 99% of the compliments that I have gotten about my ass and thighs, you know, they've always been nice and thick. I have seen how guys stare at them, you know. Not shocking to hear it coming from you. But it makes me feel just a teensy bit better that you like my tits too. So, thank you for that, by the way. Your fingers. It means a lot to be appreciated, you know. All of me, you know. It's just that between my small tits and oh God, you're so big. Oh fuck, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I like feeling your tip on my wet pussy. Yeah, I know I'm rambling again. I know you did that to shut me up. Oh fuck. You're getting to know me way too quickly. Too well. Say, how about I put these thighs of mine to good use, huh? I was just talking them up. And let me give you a taste, huh? How does that sound, poser? Okay, I'm kidding. I think poker would be more fitting name, don't you think? Considering how you're grinding that cock against my fucking wet pussy. What do you mean? No, I haven't. Look down, sweetie. I've been bucking against these thighs for at least a minute now. What? You're too scared to admit that your cock takes over your thinking sometimes? Huh? It's fine. I've been letting my pussy do the thinking for quite a while.
This kitty purrs a bit too much after I see you in our lecture. I get back to my apartment and fuck. You should see me go at it. Yeah. I know. I'm thinking of you putting this thick cock. My wet, sopping cunt. My insides clenching down on it as you hold me close and kiss me. Before switching to my asshole. So you can ravage that next. Sucking out every drop of your cum. Then use my thighs as your own fuck me. I know, you sound good too. Kind of like what we're doing now, you know? Having you glaze my glasses with your seed. Making you twitch in between my hands as I jerk you off, huh? Oh, somebody's enjoying himself too much. Better stop myself from rambling before I squirt too soon. Doesn't look like you're in any shape to stop me either, with you bucking against my thighs like that. Oh god. Stop pointing out my change in attitude. I know that I've softened up a bit. I can't help it, okay? No. With you grinding away like that, doing exactly what I've wanted. No, needed. Fuck. Just shut up. Just keep going. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Just keep sucking my nipples. Oh fuck. Fuck. Okay, I'm trying to keep quiet. Fuck. I know. I'm almost there. Don't stop fucking grinding. Please don't stop. Don't fucking. Keep fucking those hips. That's it. Don't fucking stop. Don't stop. I can feel you getting there. Let your dick take over. Come on. Let it melt between these thighs. That's it. Oh fuck yeah, that's it. Keep it up. Come on. Oh fuck. Here we go. Oh my god, pick me up. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Don't move the muscle. Shut up. Oh my god. I was probably too fucking loud. No shit. Me up like that. Almost made me come too. With your dick twitching against my fucking pussy. God That was so fucking hot.
Oh, fuck no, I don't want to have that happen again. Oh, I felt my stomach drop when that door opened. Oh, but that also could have been from you picking me up, so... If I'm being honest, that was really, really fucking hot. No, I'm not some exhibitionist, you dork. Like, I just don't want some dipshit coming in here and catching us grinding away on each other like a fucking knife on a whetstone.
I like that your dick is still in there. But wait, hang on. Here, let me grab my phone. Come on. Am I putting me down a little? Come on, put me down. Oh. Here, what's your number? Okay, got it. Okay. I'll take you to the address of my apartment. We're gonna finish what we started here after we're both done with our classes for the day. All that shit that I mentioned when I was talking about how I fantasized about you. Yeah. Yeah, I fucking meant it. My pussy needs it. I need it. I fucking need you. Oh, this? Oh, yeah. I'm still horny as shit right now. But I'll wait. Yeah, I edge myself sometimes, so it makes it hotter when when I ask. Oh, shut up. I know we pretty much just fucked in the public bathroom, just telling you that I edge myself is just different, okay? No, I don't know why. God, I just put a cork in it, okay, poker? Oh, yeah, I am not gonna leave you hanging, though. Sorry. Come here. There you go. Feel your tip hanging. Feel your tip going up and down this thick, juicy thigh of mine, yeah? Feel your cock sinking into my skin. Let it out. Dump your load. Dump your cum all over my thigh. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Yeah. 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 There you go. There you go. Oh. 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 Yes. Oh, I know. Oh. Damn. That was a lot. You're warm against my thighs. Oh. Oh, you better have enough left over for later. You're gonna need it. Do I need help cleaning up? Nice of you to offer, though. You just focus on putting that precious, beautiful, thick, juicy. Oh, fuck, I'm rambling again. Oh, come on, pull your pants up and get out of here. I'll head out in a few minutes, okay? I don't want any strangers seeing the two of us leave here looking like we both just ran a fucking marathon. Oh, and make sure you listen to some Queens of the Stone Age on your way over, okay? I don't wanna fuck a poser who wouldn't be able to recognize the posters in my room as he fucks my brains out. Got it? Plus, you know, their music is just so fucking good. Fuck, he's such a good kisser. Oh, see you back at my place later. Yeah? Don't keep me waiting.
The hell do you mean you're such a tease? Get the fuck out of here, dork. Okay? Come here.